It's time for Health Talk with Sheila White on FM Talk 106.5. Health Talk examines health issues that are important to you. Join the conversation with your questions and comments at 251-343-0106. Now your host, Sheila White.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome back to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. There's a lot going on in healthcare, which is a great week to do the show. I'm really excited about all the new services available in the community, as well as our COVID numbers, and I'm really intrigued by that. And I want to thank you guys for coming and listening to us tonight. A couple of things I want to remind you guys about before we get started is that we do have a social media presence, and I really want to promote our Facebook, which is Health Talk with Sheila White, and also our Twitter, where you can go and get updates throughout the week on issues that affect what else? Health. Health is the most important part of your life. It is the thing that will make you enjoy your day, and that's both emotional health and physical health. You cannot have one without the other. Sometimes your physical conditions make you emotionally sad. I mean, it's true. So you have to seek emotional therapy. I was speaking with someone today, a very important person here in Mobile County, and she used the phrase normalizing therapy, just like going to the doctor. It's normal to seek therapy. When you break your arm or you twist your ankle, you go to the doctor. And mental health is just as important. It's just as crucial as physical health, because if you're sad and you're depressed, it weighs in on your physical. And a lot of people don't recognize that. They're equal and in nature. And when you have physical limitations, you plan your life for that. You plan your life around it. You don't do things that could interfere with your back pain. Let's also take a look at our mental stability, our mental health. It is normal. If you're the best fisherman out there and you are the king hunter, you know, you hunt better than all your friends, you still have a right to have mental stability. And that does not make you less of a man, less of a woman, less of a person to seek mental health. It is equal to physical health. And when she said that today, it almost made me cry, just to be honest, because it's the terminology that I really wanted to figure out on my own. But when she said it, it just clicked. It's normal. It's normal to seek mental health help. It's normal. There's nothing wrong with it. But anyway, so I want to promote you guys to go to our social media pages, where we will promote our healthcare friends. And promote their what they're doing to make Mobile County, Baldwin County, Florida, Escambia County, and also our areas in Mississippi that we cover through my company as well as through media, a better place. Health improves your life. It makes your life better. You can have $1 million, but if you're not healthy and you don't take those right steps to be healthy, you won't be able to enjoy it. So you can visit us on Facebook, Health Talk with Sheila White, and also Twitter. It's Sheila's Health Talk. Twitter wouldn't let me reserve Health Talk with Sheila White. It said it was too long. So, But we're going to be promoting a lot of upcoming events and activities, even some things we're doing here. But I want to talk with you guys a little bit. And, you know, we have special partnerships with different healthcare organizations, as well as people who just really care about people. And one of those people is one of our guests tonight, which is Mark Bryant. He's with the Mobile County Health Department. And I actually reached out to him earlier today to see if he could come on and talk about the health initiatives of the department, the Mobile County Public Health Department. And are you there with us, Mark? Are you here?
Yes, I am, Sheila.
Hi, sir. Thank you for joining us again. And when I answer that question, you know, I always think about COVID, because COVID is front and center. It's kind of new, and it's still a little bit scary, you know, to people. And, you know, you just had Colin Powell, who died from COVID complications, from what I hear. I haven't been able to watch the news this week. But can you tell us a little bit about what you have going on with the public health department here in Mobile?
Well, you know, in addition to COVID, you know, that mostly takes the headlines. And, of course, really big news out of the Food and Drug Administration. We can cover that later. But, you know, it's the beginning of flu season. And so we're really encouraging people to remember flu. It was down last year after a really record 2 years ago. And we think one of the main reasons, and this happened in Australia, but one of the main reasons were everything you do to avoid spreading COVID is exactly what you need to do to keep from spreading the flu. So when people weren't gathering, they were had face coverings, you know, washing your hands, sanitizing, all that contributed to having one of our lowest flu seasons in quite some time. But with, you know, with the relaxing of a lot of the health orders, people gathering more, you know, football games, different social events, not wearing the mask, you know, we're just trying to keep an eye on that, because we're really not sure how bad a situation can be if someone was dealing with COVID and the flu at the same time. It really, you know, it's not something that's really been studied much, because, you know, we were able to avoid a lot of that last year. So we just encourage, you know, if you need to get the shot from the health department, your private provider, you know, a lot of pharmacies, you can get the flu vaccine. So wherever you can go. And there are different flu vaccines, you know, for older people. There's different formulas. So just talk to your medical professional, and they can tell you exactly which flu vaccine you need to get.
One of the things I have been reviewing, because you guys have a really great website. Your Facebook page is really great, and you can find a lot of resources there. And there's a map that I went on, and it shows you the state of Alabama versus Mobile. And I did see our, with COVID, our positivity and tests was lower than the state average. I think we had 6.3 and the state was 7.5. And I could only imagine that's due to, I see you guys everywhere promoting the vaccine. But I also saw you, I saw in the news, USA was on the news, and they were talking about you can get the COVID vaccine and the flu vaccine at the same time. Is that correct?
That is correct. Actually, I was talking to one of our nurses today, and she said just the day before, she gave someone that exact same combination. They put one in one arm and one in the other. And if they weren't sure at first, but studies have indicated there's not really an issue, because there was a time, you know, they didn't want to give you the COVID vaccine within 14 days of another vaccine. But, you know, this is still a novel coronavirus. They're still learning more and more and more about it. And they came to the conclusion they really didn't see a detriment to having two vaccines at the same time. So, yes, you can get the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine at the same time.
Which I thought was pretty interesting, because that was one of the questions that we got last year. Another thing that intrigues me is that the precautions that you take when you're dealing with COVID also prevent you from getting the flu. You mentioned that earlier, and that really intrigues me, because you're wearing your glove, you're wearing your mask. I saw a PSA that. We have 1 minute for the break, but I saw a PSA that you guys did, and that was incredible. It was telling people how to unmask, correct?
I'm sorry.
It was telling people how they can unmask, you know, how to get back to unmasked society.
Yeah, we've been, you know, first we had the Why I Wear campaign, and now we're, you know, Why I Vaccinate. It's just a follow-up. It's just, you know, a lot of different reasons for a lot of different people. You know, we try to spread it out throughout different people in the community to try to, how we what we need to do to get better, you know, to get over this, you know, latest wave of the COVID, which numbers have gone down, fortunately.
Yeah, very fortunately. I love those commercials, those PSAs. I really do. They require that when you watch them, they want you want to take action. Like you, like for example, when they say, "This is why I vaccinate." A lot of people, if you have any doubts about why you should vaccinate, look at your kids. I mean, the testimonials were great in that commercial. Hey guys, we're headed to break, and when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Mr. Bryant with the Department of Public Health. And then we also will have Mr. Terrell Patrick on with the Mobile County District Attorney's Office to talk about their bullying campaign. Thank you for joining us tonight. And please stay tuned to learn more about our health initiatives as well as bullying.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life independent and free.
Welcome back, guys, to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. We are still joined by Mr. Mark Bryant, Public Information Officer for the Mobile County Health Department. Mark, before you leave tonight, I kind of want to, you know, the flu is important and COVID is important. I'm hearing a lot of people saying, oh, thank God COVID is over. Thank God we're done with that. And I wanted to see if there was something you could say to the audience to remind them of the importance of getting vaccinated, as well as, you know, the initiatives that you have available for them to get vaccinated for both COVID and the flu. But the COVID really, COVID hasn't went anywhere, right?
It's still there. I mean, if you look at our statistics, you know, just in the last 14 days, 9 people have died. That's mm-hmm. 9 people, you know, really wasn't necessary. You know, we've got a very accurate, good vaccines, 3 different ones out there. And I don't know if you noticed, but late today, the Food and Drug Administration authorized booster doses for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. And they also recommended that you could get a booster from a different vaccine from what you originally received. That's big news. And the next step is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Their advisors will meet to discuss those recommendations. And finally, after that, the CDC director will make the final call on vaccine guidelines. So we're watching this all very closely because, that information would go down to the state health department, and then we would follow what the state health department recommend. So we're watching this situation very closely because, a lot of people the visor, if you fail into certain medical conditions, you did qualify for a third dose of your initial, but this would open it up to more of the general population.
I see. So are the boosters available now to people?
If you fall into a certain category, and if you're not sure, you can go to our MCHDCares.com website or call 251-410-MCHD, which is 6243, and you can speak to our COVID-19 response team, and they can provide you with exact details about that. You know, right now we're still providing vaccine and testing Monday through Saturday at our Newbern building at 248 Cox Street in Mobile. It's the old gray building facing St. Stephen's Road, kind of behind USA Children's and Women. We are still looking for another more public site to replace what we used to have at the mall. It's been a little bit more difficult trying to find something that the size that we need. So we are working on that. We're still offering the monoclonal antibodies by if you get referred to us by a physician. We're offering that. So we're still trying to get as much out. And we are now getting back to trying to provide more outreach events. I think we've got 5 or 6 just this week. And you can always go, again, to our mchdcares.com website or to our Facebook page, which is I Love MCHD, and they're listed under the events. So that information's readily available. And again, a lot of people don't want to do Facebook, I understand. That's the reason we have the website and the phone number for the general public to reach it, get that information.
Well, I just want to salute I want to salute you guys, because from the start, there's been outreach after outreach after outreach programs, and there have been events in the communities. But the most important thing that you guys need to know, guys, is that COVID has not went anywhere. It's the efforts of people like Mark Bryant that has given us an understanding of COVID, but also resources to get vaccinated. If you have not got vaccinated, you need to get vaccinated. And you should go to their Facebook page and watch that PSA. That PSA is dynamic, and it tells, you see ordinary people, leaders as well, who are telling why they chose to get vaccinated. You know, that some did it for their kids, some did it for to be able to be around their sick grandparents. You know, those are the reasons. Even if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for the people around you, your kids who sometimes are too young to get it. It's always better to take care of the people around you, the people that you love, because you don't want any opportunity out there where you can transmit COVID to someone and it has a detrimental effect. But Mark, I just wanted to give you the opportunity and thank you for coming on with us tonight. I wanted you to just tell everyone that the COVID is not over. You know, we do have our regular life issues that we had before COVID, like the flu. So the flu shot is very beneficial, but we still have to also watch out for COVID as well. So thank you for joining us tonight. Is there anything else you wanted to say? You have any upcoming event that you want to tell us about?
Well, you know, it's so many of things, you know, that the health department's interested in, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you know, just so many different projects. If, you know, I highly recommend people, you know, follow us on social media, because any of these events, you know, we push out. Just this day, I ran a post right at the end of the day on Facebook for we got a federal grant to start a health equity team.
Yes,
to try to deal with that. And they went and met at an event at USA last night. So we're always looking and trying to advance telemedicine. We're pushing that, especially after COVID. So our goal is to get the underserved, the underinsured, the people that need our help the most. That's our mission. For more than 200 years, we've been out there. You know, most people don't remember, but, you know, we're 3 years older than the state of Alabama. So we're always out there.
Mm-hmm. I saw that press release you did, and I saw that Melissa McKnight is going to head it. Senior program administrator.
Uh-huh.
And that is incredible. We'll talk about that. Hopefully you'll come back and tell us a little bit more about that, because that is incredible. You know,
maybe we can get Melissa on board to tell you all about
hopefully,
it.
Hopefully, because, you know, you and I both, I guess, went to school for public health. And so I get really excited when I see things like this that spread health awareness throughout the communities. And so I want to thank you, Mark. I personally want to thank you, because you are totally dedicated to what you do. And I think you promoted so hard that you got me, my staff, we were all out in the beginning getting vaccinated. And I've had people who called and said, well, I heard Mark on your show. And so I just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you do, and your whole team. Y'all are amazing. So we will get you back on in the next couple of weeks. And I thank you for joining us tonight.
All right, Sheila. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, bye-bye. Guys, join me in thanking Mr. Bryant. He's the public information officer with the Mobile County Health Department. And like he said, their Facebook page lists all of their events that they have coming up. And there's so many aspects to health. You have like he said, breast cancer. You have other cancers as well. You also have the flu coming up. And in a normal situation, environment without COVID, that will be what everybody will be talking about. But right now, you kind of have to split it and talk about the flu, but also talk about COVID, because COVID is still here. We've learned to live with it in terms of knowing that it's here, but we have to make sure that we get vaccinated and take the proper precautions in order to protect ourselves. So guys, you know, I always talk about mental health. And to me, mental health starts young. And there are things and activities that go on in your life when you're a kid and you're young that affect you the entirety of your life. I do a lot of news research, media research, and you know, the Mobile County District Attorney's Office, they do outreach, which is spectacular. They talk about, just like Mobile County Health Department, but they do preventative outreach. So you see the DA on television and you think, oh, God, someone's been arrested. No, that's not what happens in Mobile. Mobile is, and I've been to other states, other countries, and Mobile is really a place where I watch the news and I see your district attorney doing preventative measures, preventative programs, and starting when kids are young, that is the number one route. I mean, there's nothing better. Once you're 30, 40, you basically have established your life. There is opportunity to change after that, but when you're 8, 9, 10, and you're dealing with situations, you may not have the resource, and you may react that poorly to things that an adult would not react the same way to. So when we come back, we're going to talk with Mr. Terrell Patrick. He is actually with the Mobile County District Attorney's Office, and he works with youth and youth services. He is actually working on a anti-bullying campaign that I want to talk about. And we will talk about that after the break. So I want to thank you guys for joining us. Please stay tuned and learn about how and measures to prevent bullying in schools. Thank you.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life independent and free.
Hi guys, welcome back to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. And as you guys know, the most important part of your life, the most important part of your life that determines who you are today. You know, we all talk about what happened to us in school, you know, what our aunt did a long time ago, our mom. So the most important part of your life is when you're in your developmental stages. And the developmental part of your life is key. And what I was talking about before we went to break, and I tend to be a little long-winded, but I was talking about the Mobile County District Attorney's Office, and I want to salute them on the air because, you know, you always hear about the criminals, people who created the crime, but how do you stop it? How do you prevent it? And some of the measures that they take part in and they actually initiate prevents bad behavior in the future. I firmly believe that if you can help a child who does not have a good family structure at home. Also, those kids that are being bullied. I was watching the news and I saw that this week was Bullying Prevention Week. And I started doing some research and I came across a phone number on Facebook when I found the Mobile County Coalition Against Bullying. And oh my God, guys, I spoke with the Mobile County DA today, just today. And I spoke with a Mr. Terrell Patrick, and he's so dedicated to what he does that he decided to come on tonight, last minute, and talk with you guys about their efforts and their initiatives to prevent bullying. Are you there with us, sir?
Yes, Sheila, I'm here.
I want to thank you and salute you for this. This is incredible. Thank you for taking the time to come on and talk with the parents, and because we're an older demographic here, but about bullying. And yes. Can you tell us a little bit about you? You're actually the Youth and Family Services Director.
Youth and Family Services Director for the Mobile County District Attorney's Office. And this year, as you said, you researched some things and saw that this week is Bullying Prevention Week. I'm also the coordinator for the Coalition Against Bullying here in Mobile County. I've been doing these efforts for about 3 years, and I've really grown a passion for our youth here in Mobile County.
Wow. I can tell because you're on the air with me after just talking with me a little earlier today, and I really appreciate it because to me, like I told you when we talked earlier, I was bullied. I mean, it wasn't extreme, but, you know, I was, and then I read online a couple of things. You guys have this Be an Upstander, and that was something that really intrigued me. I actually printed it off, and I have it here posted on my wall. It says, be an upstander by telling the bully to stop, getting others to stand up to the bully with them, helping the victim, shifting the focus, and redirecting the bully away from the victim, telling an adult who can help. And then you say, when upstanders intervene, the bullying behavior stops within 10 seconds, 57% of the time. And that is... when I read that was like, I don't know, it just motivated me because I just believe that that's 100% correct. The bully can only be bullied if the people watching allow it to happen. But can you tell us how you're addressing bullying and what initiatives you guys have going on this week for bullying week, anti-bullying week?
Yes. So each day, Sheila, we have something different dedicated to educate our youth here in Mobile County. So as you said, being an upstander was Monday. So we talked about being an upstander and not a bystander, because a bystander is someone that allows bullying to occur. And we all want to develop leadership skills, and we want to sow leadership skills into our young people. So being an upstander is the opposite of that. That's letting that person know that you're not going to tolerate them messing with your peers or messing with a friend or another family member, and also going to be able to involve trusted adults. So also on today, Wednesday, we had identifying trusted adults. And that was really one of my favorites because, you know, kids, they may come home to let mom and dad know what's going on, but they haven't gotten comfortable with the adults there in the school to be able to let them know what's going on. And on yesterday for Bullying Prevention Week, we discussed inclusion of peers. So because a lot of times people, they forget about social bullying. Social bullying is an issue, and that looks like excluding peers, spreading lies and rumors about someone, or embarrassing that person in public. And on tomorrow, we'll step a little further, and we'll talk about internet etiquette. And we'll be focusing on cyberbullying, which has really become an issue today. And lastly, on Friday, we will do our Walk It Out. So this year's theme, Sheila, is Walk It Out. So we are walking out bullying and walking away from those mean and rude people.
Oh, wow. That is incredible. That is wonderful. And you were telling us, so basically, let's start here. You're in school. You're a parent, because that's what we are in this show. You're a parent, and how do you address your kids being bullied? What steps do you take to, do you suggest, what? As one of the leaders in the community, that we do? Like, what do we do to stop it?
Okay, so what's very unique about Mobile County, we are in, from my knowledge, we are the only county in the state of Alabama that has the Bully Blocker program, because this program was launched by D.A. Rich herself some years ago. So we have a texting resource where parents, if they have no one to turn to, they've contacted administration or they've done different things to get help or try to receive help, they can send a simple text, bully blocker, all one word, no spaces, to a number 444-999. And what we do, I have a fabulous team, and what we do is we go out and we will be a liaison for that parent to see what we can do to implement some intervention and prevention methods in the school to help that student and help that parent overcome that bullying situation, because bullying could be traumatic. So that child, we do not want them to get to a point to where they experience trauma behind a bullying incident or even a conflict incident there in the school.
Yeah, because you see on television a lot of times the kids react poorly when they're bullied. They let it build up, and then they do things that hurt the rest of their future, their lives forever. Mm-hmm. And I've even seen on your Facebook page where you guys are basically connecting with the kids through music. I see a rap phase.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're connecting with them with what they basically utilize and what they like to reach out to them about bullying. And I must commend you for that, because just because we think one way, we have to think like a child to prevent bullying. And the upstander, I actually printed that out and I actually have it on my board here, because I think this will benefit someone throughout their entire life, even when you're outside of the school system. You have to, instead of being a bystander, be an upstander. I just think, and I'm gonna start crying, I think that is just beautiful. There's a couple of events going on. I think tomorrow you said the theme is Walk It Out. And is it basically just school based? Is there anything that the audience can do to assist you? Or is it really you just want us to watch out for bullying and follow the instructions that you give us in with your program?
Yes, so I would love for people to follow us on the Mobile County District Attorney Office Facebook, and also on our Mobile County Coalition Against Bullying Facebook, because on there we're giving tips and we're releasing information each day about what we are doing. Because of COVID, we were going to have our kickoff event, which would have been October the 16th. But since the numbers are rising and COVID is still here, as I heard in your other segment, we wanted to make sure that we put safety first. So we postponed that event. We're still going to have it. And what it would have looked like would have been a big community walk against bullying. And we would have had jumpers and DJs and all of that out there to actually spread knowledge about anti-bullying throughout the community. But what we did do this year, and I hate I wasn't able to come on a little earlier, we sold T-shirts. So year, each school had an opportunity to buy T-shirts so that their students could wear those shirts throughout the week that said Walk It Out, Bullying Prevention Week 2021. So each school, we gave them a list of activities that they could do. And on tomorrow with etiquette on online, we're doing Blackout Thursday. So we're blacking the schools out. Most of those administrators have approved for students to wear black shirts to school to join in the efforts and the fight against cyberbullying.
Well, I want to thank you so much. I really believe you have a passion for what you're doing, and you're telling what people need to do, guys, is call, like you call 444-999. That's simple as it can be. 444-999 and text bully blocker. Parents and people, anyone can make a difference. And if you see someone getting bullied, just report it. And it's when you call that number, Mr. Patrick, what happens?
Yes.
So what's the next step?
So once we receive that text message, we respond within 24 hours to the person who's reported that to. So what it would look like is not going to ask you much information. It may ask you your name. It may ask you what school is it occurring at. It's going to ask you who's being bullied. Are you being bullied? Is it someone else? Or would you even like just information about bullying? And what we do is we call them at that point to get more information from the reporter so that we can be able to assist. And we will hold that person's hand through the process to make sure that they can overcome the bullying situation that's occurring.
Well, after this week, there's still initiatives going on. This is just a national bully prevention week, but after this week, there is still, these resources are still available, correct?
Yes, ma'am. They are still available. And with the Mobile County District Attorney's Office, one thing that I do want to touch on, we have early intervention and prevention presentations where we can go to schools, churches. It could be a summer program where we go out and we educate the community on anti-bullying. And, you know, we also talk about the consequences of bullying, because we're not here just to assist the victim. We want to also offer help to the bully. There's one thing in our presentation, it always pinpoints, and it says, students, you have to remember, you're not the one with the issue or problem, the bully is. So we want to help him or her as well. So I love going out into the community and educating our youth and our parents, because, as you know the saying, it takes a village. It takes the community to go into our youth as well.
It does. So parents, if you know of someone getting bullied, if your daughter or your son tells you of someone getting bullied, you too can intervene by calling 444-999 and enter bully blocker. And then within 24 hours, they will respond to you. I want to thank you for coming on and joining us tonight, Mr. Patrick. I'm honored to have you here, and I appreciate your time this evening. And congratulations on being wonderful and the good work that you guys are doing at the Mobile County District Attorney Office.
Thank you so much for having me.
Enjoy your evening, sir.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. I just want you guys to recognize how great our Mobile County District Attorney's Office is. And the reason why I say that is because they have, I've been to other states, I've been to other countries, and I always see this department doing some type of preventative measures on TV, on the news. They're stuff, things they don't have to do. They do not have to do this. You guys have to realize, you know, I'm in public health and this is my passion. You know, I have to do it. It's part of who I am. But, you know, the district attorney's office, they prosecute and they, you know, they get the criminals when they come in, and innocent people, I say too, when they come in who, and they either found innocent or guilty. That's what they do day to day. They go to court, find innocent, guilty all day. But this particular department, this district attorney, they are always involving themselves in preventative measures. And do you not, if you've been anywhere else, you will recognize that doesn't happen. I mean, it happens maybe in some places, but to actually commit yourself to preventing people from getting into the courtroom is something that I have to applaud, because once you're in the court system, it is so hard getting out. And if they can help kids, you see it on TV, guys, you see the kids that are blowing up the schools, they're shooting the schools. Those people needed our district attorney office. They actually go into the schools. They try to pinpoint bullies. And, you know, mind you, this is not what they do day to day. That's not their task. They go in and they try to prevent bullies from hurting others. But then, on top of that, turn around and assist the bully with his condition or her condition, because they want them to be better people when they grow up. If you've ever been bullied as a child, you know the trauma that you have when you grow up. I mean, it's like you cannot let that go. Sometimes it's really hard. That's why I promote mental health as well as physical, because the things that happen to you, you know, sometimes divorce is horrible. Things that happen, your dad abuses you, your mom abuses you. You know, things that happen like that, they will have detrimental effects on your life in the future. And I will applaud this district attorney's office for that, because I just don't believe, I just don't believe that they're following protocol. They're actually excelling and stepping out. And bullying is personal to me because I grew up different. You know, I didn't look like everyone. I didn't check the box, you know, and I actually dealt with some bullying when I was a child, but I had a strong family support system. And that support system, I went to school and it just rolled off. Like, I was like, whatever, you don't like me, I don't like you, let's go on. You know, I had that family support system. There are so many kids out here that do not. And I want to thank you, Mr. Patrick. I think it's great. He was the Youth and Family Service Director. And you basically can visit them on Facebook at Mobile County CAB. If you know of someone being bullied, guys, if you know of someone, even if it's not your child, you've seen it, you don't want to get involved, call this number, call 444-999. That's it. And type in bully blocker, text that. And you've helped. And it took less than 1 minute to do it. But anyway, so I want to thank him for coming on. But we do have a third guest tonight. And we always try to focus on, because with COVID, you know, guys, a lot of us have been locked in. There's not a lot for us to do. But there are some events that are fun and healthy and safe for us to do. And when I say health laws, I mean, there are open events where you don't have to, you know, worry about, you know, and of course, do your ordinary precautions. But you also want to still live. We got to live. We cannot live in a box the rest of our life. You have one life, you know, if you believe that. Some people tell me they have more. But for me, I have one life here, and I want to live it to the fullest with my mask and with my gloves when I have to wear my gloves. So we actually, our third guest is on the line with us, and he's going to close the show with us tonight. His name is Chris, and he is with Sunnyside Theater. And basically, they are going to be presenting through the Drama Camp Productions, The Rainbow Fish. I mean, The Rainbow Fish. That is so beautiful just in the title. Are you with us, Chris?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you for joining us tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about The Rainbow Fish, how it got started, and how we can participate?
Yes, thanks for having me. So The Rainbow Fish is the award-winning book that many, many elementary school teachers read to their students every year. And it's the story of this fish, and the fish is so beautiful. They have these beautiful rainbow scales, and everybody in the coral reef likes to admire them, but when one of the little fish asks if he can have one of the scales, since the rainbow fish has so many, and the little fish just wants the rainbow fish to share, the rainbow fish gets really mad and yells at the little fish and says, no, these are my scales, and they're what make me beautiful, and you can't have them. So it actually ties pretty well into the whole Bully Prevention Week as well, because at the end of the story, the rainbow fish visits a lot of people to get a lot of advice on how to be happier. And at the end of the day, the wise old octopus says, you're only going to be happy if you share what you have. And then the rainbow fish shares his scales and realizes that by sharing the scales with everybody and helping to make everybody in the reef just as beautiful, even if they aren't quite as beautiful as they were before, everyone's happier. And that's just a great heartwarming story. And
it
so
is.
The kids that are participating are children in grades K through 12 from all across Mobile County. We've got 52 kids in the show representing 21 different schools throughout the county. And we will be presenting our show at Davidson High School in their auditorium this weekend.
Okay. How do I get tickets?
Okay. So you can go to our website, SunnysideDrama.com, and you can click on current season, and it'll pull up all the shows that we're doing this year, and you can just click on Rainbow Fish, and it'll take you straight to the ticketing page. We've got shows Friday night and Saturday night at 7, and then Sunday afternoon at 2, and it's a great show for parents to bring their kids to, or grandparents to treat their grandkids to, time as a family. You know, it's just a fun story presented by local children.
It sounds beautiful, let me tell you. It sounds like a beautiful story. Okay, guys, I want to thank Chris for coming on with us tonight. Chris, your website is sunnysidedrama.com. And can we buy tickets there?
Yes, you can click right there. If you go to current season, you can see all of the shows that we have, and you just click on Rainbow Fish, and you can purchase the tickets right there on the website.
Is there a season, like, ticket? Can you get a ticket for all the shows, or is there a show specific, or how does that work?
All of the shows are separate. We perform at different theaters across the city. So this one is at Davidson. Our next show is going to actually be at Joe Jefferson. The next show is going to be at Baker. So we don't really have the ability to do season passes since we use different auditoriums.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on. And I this sounds like a beautiful program. I think it's wonderful. I want to thank you guys. And thank you guys, please join them this upcoming weekend. And go online to sunnysidedrama.com. You also can purchase your tickets there. Chris, is there a number they can call?
Yes, they can reach 251-510-1808, and they can call or text that number for more information.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. I'm going to post it on our web pages, and hopefully we can help you spread some joy throughout the community. It sounds like a beautiful story. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. We really appreciate it. And, guys, please check out the Rainbow Fish. Visit them online to get your tickets at sunnysidedrama.com. And I want to thank you guys for listening to us tonight. Thank you for joining us at Health Talk. We will be back next week. And you can remember that we do have our adult daycare center opening in Foley on November the 1st. You can call me, of course, at 251-264-3009.